feel a bit of a sickener in the end, but I'm sure you must feel very proud about the performance.
Aye, a little bit of a sucker punch at the end, but I tell you what, that's a good day for this football club, like, because it's easy when things are going good. But when things are going difficult and in football, I don't think you really get a harder week than that. And from top to bottom, every player in our squad there, every single fan, it was unbelievable. It was a complete team effort, and by team effort I mean like the whole club. So I couldn't be prouder to be a part of that today. Whether I was manager or not, it was unbelievable. And that's one of the proudest days of my life, that.
There were positive vibes all round before the game, weren't there? And it was taken into the match and nearly scored in that first half.
Yeah. Social media and things like that, everything's been positive, which you kind of stress how important that is. If we'd came here today and the fans had in turn had been negative, I knew they wouldn't, to be fair, but they were unbelievable, and it got us going. I got a few tweets saying, win, lose or draw today, we're fully behind you. And I said that to the lads in there. I said, listen, I've received that tweet saying that. We've got to give them back what they're going to give us today, and I think every fan will walk away today proud of that football club.
So unlucky not to score as well in that first half. Had the opportunities, but luck deserted us a little bit in front of goal.
Well, it did. Early doors, Cards had a chance. Harvey had a few chances in the second half there. The game should have probably been out of sight. And they've scored late on. But like I said, like, today's a good day for this football club. No two ways about it. And myself and Brownie spoke afterwards and said, so proud of each and every one of the players and all the fans as well. It was brilliant. Whole team effort.
I think the fans appreciated as well that you tried to use a different style of play, possession football, trying to open up the opposition defence. Although that was forced on you a little bit by the absence of Mark Beck. But even so, it was patient play and the chances came along every now and again.
I thought first half some of the best football we've played since I've been at this club. We were, that's exactly what we were patient. Came out from one side, went the other. We got players like Carts and Josh Gillies in little holes and kept the ball. And some of them mightn't have scored goals, but their midfield, their players are arguing with each other and things like that, because they're getting frustrated because we're keeping the ball, and the longer we keep that ball, the more tired they're getting. So unbelievable effort. We played the philosophy that was said before the game, which was to keep the ball, and like I said, it was a great day for the football club.
All the more disappointing though that they scored right at the end, wasn't it? But even so, on reflection, on the back of everything that had gone on during the week, you'd have been happy with a point from this game today.
Possibly so, but I know what it's in that changing room, so at home I expect to take 3 points every week. Listen, like I said, this has been the hardest week that a football club will probably ever go through. But we've got a point. Realistically, it should have been three, but everything's positive here at the minute, so we're going to keep it that way. Unbeaten, that's something to move on to for next week. And we want the fans to be exactly as they were today.